The Auto Workers Union gets White House criticism. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump used Twitter this weekend to criticize the United Auto Workers Union and to urge General Motors to reopen the car factory it just shut in Lordstown, Ohio. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is following this. Nancy, what did the president have to say about the plant?
Well, in one of his tweets, the president said he spoke with GM CEO Mary Barra about the plant. He said he asked her to, quote, sell it or do something quickly. And he said she blamed the union. Trump also tweeted that the head of the UAW local that represents the Lordstown workers should, quote, get his act together and produce. GM hasn't responded to my request for comment, but it told the Wall Street Journal the factory's fate will be decided during union negotiations, which are scheduled to start this summer.
And did and has GM blamed the union about these closures, for these closures?
Well, GM said the factories are closing because sales of the sedans they make are down. The union actually sued GM for stopping production at three U.S. plants, including Lordstown. The union says that violates the current union contract, which expires later this year. And looking ahead to negotiations with GM and other car makers, the union recently increased strike pay.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you. Checking markets, the 100-share index in London is up 0.6%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are little changed, but the Dow future is down 0.3%. Boeing stock, a Dow stock, is down another 3% in pre-market trading, given new questions about how its popular 737 model got certified to fly. Some technology security experts are watching the calendar for 19 days from now when the navigation system, GPS, could hit a glitch. This because of the way the system's clocks are programmed, Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports on April 6th and its implication for geolocation.
Global positioning system signals are beamed down from a constellation of satellites orbiting 12,000 miles above us. And according to William Malik at Trend Micro,
one of the components inside the satellite is a counter that ticks off the weeks.
Every 1,024 weeks, those counters click over to zero. Newer equipment is fine with that, but older kit, including cranes at ports and farm equipment, could lose its grip on space and time. The rollover has happened once before in 1999, and there were no problems. But now, satellite positioning is everywhere, says Penny Axelrad at the University of Colorado, Boulder.
GPS is more embedded in our smartphones and things that we didn't rely on back in 1999.
Axelrad says usually all it takes is turning a device off and on again to solve the problem. And there's a longer-term fix on its way.
Here we go. We've had a successful liftoff of the Falcon 9 vehicle carrying the GPS-3 space vehicle.
A new generation of GPS satellites that can count many more weeks. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Last year, more than 160,000 people crossed the border illegally from Mexico, specifically to the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. The federal government put several thousand troops into this area last year, and just last month, Congress approved new sections of a border wall for the area. This attempt to harden the border has many unintended consequences. Marketplace's Andy Euler visited the scene of one border wall controversy, a small white adobe chapel on the banks of the Rio Grande.
In his full-length white robe, 73-year-old Roy Snipes is tolling an old church bell by hand to signal the start of Mass at La Lomita. This priest and this little chapel built in 1899 are in the middle of a big fight. I'm standing with about 50 parishioners as we all crowd into the chapel just before 7 on a Friday morning. The federal government plans to build a new section of border barrier that would place the church just south of that wall and would put it right in the middle of a border enforcement zone, meaning a constant presence from Border Patrol agents and local police.
So the sacred place would be desecrated.
Snipes is concerned that the 100 or so parishioners who regularly attend Mass at La Lomita or just go there to pray will have trouble getting past the wall. He says whenever he has discussions with the federal government's lawyers, and he's had a number of those recently, they assure him that his parishioners will still be able to get to La Lomita. Snipes isn't buying it.
Yeah, it's going to work out for you. You're spending billions of dollars, and somebody's making billions of dollars building this big, ugly wall. But how is it going to work out for the poor people who love this river and love this chapel?
Snipes is known locally as the cowboy priest, maybe because he wears a Stetson, cusses, and drinks Lone Star beer, or maybe because he's a bit of a rebel. He sometimes gives shelter, food, and water to people who cross the border illegally. In fighting new sections of the border wall, Snipes has the support of his church. The South Texas Catholic Diocese is suing the government, claiming a wall would infringe on freedom of religion at La Lomita. But Snipes' beef with the president extends beyond the chapel.
You know, when he said there's a humanitarian crisis, the real humanitarian crisis is to foment fear and loathing of your neighbor. Even if they come across here with papers, you'll discover that your best neighbors are those guys. They'd take the shirt off their back to help you, you know.
Construction of new border wall in the Rio Grande Valley does have plenty of local supporters, of course, like 32-year-old Joaquim Hernandez, who works in a local produce warehouse.
The barrier is needed. I do understand, but I do think that they are politicizing a chapel as the argument is being made for border security.
When Congress approved new border wall construction projects last month, it included protections for La Lomita. But then President Trump declared a national emergency, and the administration claimed congressional restrictions on his wall were invalid. That national emergency is still in place after the president last week vetoed a congressional attempt to overturn it. Bottom line, La Lomita's future is still in limbo. In Mission, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We're also covering today a big merger of two companies that routinely touch your wallet, of whom you may never have heard. A financial services technology company called FIS is buying a huge payment processing company called WorldPay for $43 billion. Marketplace.org later today if you miss our coverage on the air. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.